Well, again, greetings, and this is going to be a day, a celebration mainly for the young people, and we've got some gas in the truck, and we can fly them as much as they have time to do it. But I'd like to just speak with you just a few minutes. They asked me to speak on something that perhaps was on my heart, and I was raised here in Tuskegee. And when I was a young kid, very small, Dad used to bring me out, and they had maintenance out here. They had, any one time, they might have had 40 or 50 airplanes. Not far from here, they had the Army Air Base, where they had about 15,000 employees. And so it was really booming. I got my first ride when I was a little kid. And because I did that, something was passed on to me, and that was an aviation legacy. And I think that's what a lot of us are here in this earth at this time are really meant to do, to pass on something. I put a note down here to myself, they made our future the purpose of their lives. And I think that's what we should do as we are coming up, as we have experienced something, we should make our kids or the next generation's future the purpose of our lives. And I know my parents sacrificed, and I remember my dad, he worked at the VA hospital, but he also was a photographer, and he did all of that so we can go to college and have money and so forth and so on. But I'm saying that out of this was a vision. And a vision is very important in that a vision is a clear picture of something that does not currently exist. And when you have a vision, you have a strong mental image of the future. And that's basically what happened to Tuskegee. Somebody came here with a vision. Another term for vision is that a vision is a mental image of your destiny, that you're headed somewhere. One man said this, he said, if you can't see a future, you can't have a future. And I think that's very important that all of us have to have a future. You have to see something that doesn't currently exist. Now, some people can see naturally, but they don't have a vision. Vision is something that's in your mind. And one man said that a vision is the most powerful of anything in the earth. That when a person does have vision, it'll cause them to get up in the morning, it'll cause them to stay late at night, it'll cause them to be persistent when everybody else tells them to quit, to have a vision. So a vision is something that's most important. As a matter of fact, your success or your failure is determined by what you see. Your success or your failure is determined by what you see. We started here something called Golden Eagle Aviation. Now, I did this because I came to Tuskegee about a few years ago. And when I came here, and Tuskegee was so changed, it was nothing like what it was when I was a kid. And I said, what happened to Tuskegee? What happened to the economy and so forth and so on? So this was about 7 or 8 years ago. And I just went over in Auburn and rented a room there in Auburn, one of the hotels. And I just prayed for about 3 days. And just tried to get in my heart what God had in plan in store for Tuskegee. And what I got in my heart is to bring back aviation again and bring it back alive and also bring back commerce. And so we built a shopping mall over there at Washington Plaza, and we're now in the business of getting the all of the tenants into that shopping plaza and also bring back jobs as far as this is concerned. In aviation, not only teach people how to fly, but how about putting up another large hangar for a lot of the maintenance work that we'd like to do on jet engines. But not only that, but also have an industrial down at an industrial park to actually get some kind of a manufacturing facility where we can sub-assembly parts. Now, why is all of this? Because I have a vision. Something was placed in my heart. And also, we had something called a Legacy Flight Academy. It happened out here this summer. We took a number of kids and we brought them down for 2 weeks. Now this was in conjunction with the Tuskegee Airmen, the university, and also the park district. And we brought the kids down and flew them for 2 weeks. What are we doing again? We're passing on a legacy. We're here rekindling the vision. Now, one of the things that also helps success is to understand that what you sow, you'll also reap. And a lot of times people think that their efforts are wasted, but nothing is wasted in the earth. That as you do things for others, good things will come back to you as well. And I found out something else, that provision follows vision. There we have a jet here, a G3, I'm now believing for a G550. And what we do with that, we go overseas. We're planning Bibles or business schools overseas, and we go to Africa, India. We're putting them even, we're having a graduation of a business school in Dubai, and that's one of the Arab states. So we were able to get in there. You can't get in there with a church, but you can get in there with a business school that has got Christian values to it. So we're doing that. Now, how am I able to do this? I have a vision. Now, do I have the money? No. I said I have a vision. And you'll find that provision follows vision. If your vision is strong enough, you'll see money come from somewhere. You'll see resources just come. Now, every one of us is born gifted. In the scriptures, it reads in Proverbs 18 and 16 that a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. That if you have a gift, it'll make room for you. It'll lift you up. And everybody in the earth is born with a gift. Somebody say, well, I don't even know who my dad was. Doesn't make any difference. You still have a gift. Somebody says, well, I've been incarcerated. You'd be surprised. You still got a gift. So I'm here to tell you that if you have a gift, there's another scripture that reads that a gift is a precious stone, and whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. What that means is this, that if you do have a gift, you can take that gift and start working it. And when you start working that gift, something will come out of that gift. Now, in this particular place that you are right now, this is Tuskegee, where the famous Tuskegee University, Tuskegee Institute, and Tuskegee Normal is what Booker T. Washington called it when he first started. But what did he have? He had in his mind a vision. He said, I can take this place and I can use it to educate people. Now, why was he so interested in this? Because in 1865, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. So you had a lot of blacks that were released from slavery, but they had no education, they had no gifting, they had no money, they had no future. So what he said is, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring them to Tuskegee and I'm gonna educate them. Now, when we're talking about education, we're talking about drawing out. A lot of times people think that you're going to college to get something put in. Well, that may be true, but that's not what educate means. Educate means to draw out. In other words, there's a gifting inside of you. It didn't say that your scholastic background will make room for you. It said your gifting will. Every one of us has a gift. So what we plan to do out here is tap into people's gifts. If they have a gift, we're gonna tap into it. And if they can develop that gift will lift them up and bring them before great men. Look at Booker T. Washington, because he tapped into his gift. He had people like Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, George Eastman, Eastman Kodak, Pierpont Morgan, Morgan Stanley. He had John Weinemaster. He had Henry Rogers, Collis Huntington. You have Huntington Hall. You have Carnegie Hall up there. All of these people gave into the vision that he had and enabled him to do that. He came here and started in 1881. And in 1915, he had built 107 buildings and made his own bricks. Now, only thing I'm saying to you is that if this man can come out of a place of slavery and do all of this, there's no limit as to what you and I can do. Now, my point to you is this. What we're doing is rekindling a vision. He had such prominence because of his gifting that presidents and trustees of Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Columbia regularly invited him to speak. He picked up a lot of controversy when he came and dined at the White House with Mr. Roosevelt. But the thing of it is he was breaking through barriers. He was letting people know that the sky is the limit. And that's what this is all about. And when we went up, and when I first went up for my first flight, I saw when I got up there, there was a freedom up there. And it got into my bones. And next thing I know is I finished Tuskegee here and went to pilot training in Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. And then I got qualified for fighters. Then I went to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base for my radar training, and then went on to RTU out in California. And I ended up flying over 200 combat missions in Vietnam, and also getting a Distinguished Flying Cross and some other medals. My point to you is that if he could do it for me, he could do it for anybody. And your vision is the thing that you need. And you'll find that when things are not happening in your life, it's because your vision has dulled. It's because something has happened to your vision. No matter how old or how young, makes no difference. You need to see how old people were who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, 95 years old. It doesn't make any difference that if you've got a vision in you and it's strong enough, you'll reach a certain destiny. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that there is a vision out here in Tuskegee. There is a vision inside of you. And that's one of the reasons why you've been drawn here, that there's a vision of flying, there's a vision of aviation. And maybe you might want to show your kids that vision. But there's something inside of us, whether it's flying, whether it's medicine, whether it's bricklaying, whatever it is, you can do it better than anybody else. So my encouragement to everybody is that I didn't know how to start. I said, well, how do I start? And something just came to me is get some trailers. Rent some trailers. So what do? We rented some trailers, put them together, and there's the old FBO right there. And what are we doing now? We're working on T-hangers. What do we do? We had no money to start off with, but all of a sudden money came in. Why? Because we had a vision. What are we doing now? We're now researching the footprint to put a big hangar out here. What do we want to do? We want to not only work on jet engines, but teach jet engine mechanics. What are we doing? Helping other people in their lives. What are we doing? Sowing seed. Because as we sow into somebody else's life, then harvest will come back to us. So I'm saying that one of the things that Booker T. Washington said as I read his journals, he said, never look down on another man unless you're ready to pick him up. And so I think all of us are meant to help our brother or our sister. That's what it's all about. That's what we've done here. That's what we're doing with the kids today. And I sure appreciate you for your time. Thank you very much.